stretch this morning. Ironworkers northbound slow from 2nd Street. Southbound is steady. Queensboro northbound slow from before Howes. When it's time to renew your car insurance, get trusted advice with BCAA. Just give them a call, stop by your nearest location, or go to bcaa.com. Clouds this morning, chance of showers, and then some sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Move 1035, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Gas prices all over the place this morning around the lower mainland as the BC government approved the bill to terminate the long-standing consumer carbon tax overnight. The NDP government fast-tracked legislation to kill off the tax yesterday in time to coincide with today's demise of the federal version of the tax. Gas prices are expected to eventually fall by about 17 cents a liter as the impact of the tax repeal kicks in. Today, you'll find gas ranging from 177 to about 196. Tomorrow is what U.S. President Donald Trump is calling Liberation Day, the day that tariff implementation starts. Looks like they could possibly be, but let's be real, who knows, 20% across the board. White House aide Peter Navarro says he expects Trump's tariffs on imported goods to bring in $6 trillion in revenue over the next decade for the U.S., but most economists say the tariffs will be paid for by American businesses and consumers in the form of higher prices. We all worry, but how much? The average person spends about 138 minutes worrying every day. And the people worrying the most right now, young adults. A list of the top things that we do worry about include finances, family, things you need to do, health, and work.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun,
and your show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
We'll play the $1,000 Minute at 7:35 this morning, and the answer to question one, the carbon tax. Carbon tax, your answer to question one when we play at 7:35.
Coming up in a few minutes, though, your chance to spin the wheel and Wheel of Games and win Jonas Brothers tickets. That'll be fun. That's on the way. We'll ask you to spin after Sabrina Carpenter. A Move.
Vacation, and I got this one boy
is the Nat and Drew Show. Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
Jonas Brothers.
Caller 25, you, spin the wheel, play the game, and then win the game to win the ticket. So we're looking for you right now, 604-280-1035. Caller 25, and then if you don't win, we move on to the next caller and so on and so on. But hopefully you get through right now. Again, 604-280-1035.
'Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever, Wayne.
Yeah, bunks on rungs.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. Feels like there is no one around to hold me. And my head gets dark and heavy. But then I see your face. one step at a time. Oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. 'Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you're like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever. From your violence, but no, I won't run away. You take the doll and make it vibrant. I could stay forever, baby. And I could only hope for the best. And I could only breathe with my chest. One step at a time, oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. Oh, 'cause I need you like the flower. Sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you're like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away. Oh, 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 oh. One step at a time, oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. I need you like the flowers need the rain. Need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
Wheel of Games!
You know, it's a scientific fact that one of the things that brings universal happiness is to spin the wheel for a prize.
Who does not love a wheel?
Look,
it's you just cannot be happy when, like, it's you're spinning the wheel. It brings happiness.
It brings automatic joy. Diane, you love to spin a wheel.
Oh, I love to spin the wheel.
Let's give it a go. All right,
give it a go.
So, Diane, you're going to give us a count: 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to spin the wheel.
Whatever game it lets.
Diane, I haven't finished explaining.
Okay.
I got a twitchy finger. Before you play the game that it lands on, and then you win the game, and then you win the tickets. That's really all I had to say. Go ahead, Diane.
That was a good explanation.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Spin that wheel.
Where is it for Diane today? Come on.
Today's game is Humdinger.
Humdinger
for Diane.
Okay.
All right. So, Diane, Drew is going to hum a song for you.
All right.
It's a Jonas Brothers song.
Okay.
You identify the song, you win the tickets. If not, you have to move on to the next person.
Well, you're being very generous, even giving them the group right out of the gate.
I thought we were. Was I not supposed to pretend you didn't hear that?
Okay. Let me just warm up, do some vocal exercises. Here we go.
Diane, there was a lot of, like, there was sniffing going on there, too.
Sorry, could you really hear me breathing through my nose?
Okay. I'm thinking Leave Before You Love Me.
Leave Before You Love Me is a good guess, but, Diane, it is incorrect.
Sorry, Diane.
Thank you for trying here this morning. Let's move on to Shauna. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
Shauna, okay, we're going to get Drew to hum that song again.
I'll try to calm the nose breathing down, but I...
Okay.
Like my mouth is closed, so I have to.
Yeah, okay.
I'll try again.
We'll give it a shot. Here we go. Oh my gosh. Shauna, what song is that that Drew is humming?
Oh my God. I have no clue. I'm a guest sucker.
Sucker?
I'm a sucker for you.
Jonas Brothers 20 Living the Dream Tour. It's going to be
having so much fun.
Thank you so much.
It is all the eras of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my God. My heart is racing so fast right now.
We're excited for you. Hey, you're very welcome. Now, was I breathing really heavily through my nose? Could you tell on that, Shauna?
Yeah, I could tell.
Okay, yeah, just like a lot.
Okay, sorry.
It's like you were humming through your nose.
I was scream humming, I guess, and that was, I don't know, weird things were happening there in the nasal passages. But we're glad it worked out for you, Shauna. Tickets to see
the Jonas
Brothers in September. Thank you. We have more to give away at 7:10 all this week with Wheel of Games.
Paradise is just a password away.
I want to travel.
Move 103.5's Password to Paradise. Single weekday. You could win an all-inclusive vacation for two to Sandals Royal Bahamian in Nassau, Bahamas.
Are you freaking serious?
Listen for the passwords every 2 hours starting at 6. And enter at Route1035.ca.
Move's Password to Paradise.
Brought to you by Sandals Resorts. Get closer to the Caribbean.
These women are good people.
Amanda Seyfried stars.
Our job's to protect them.
In the riveting mystery thriller.
You gotta let it go.
I'll let it go when I find her.
Long Bright River. All new. Saturday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on USA Network. Stream on Crave.
Hey neighbors, it's Moore and Russell Heating and Air Conditioning special friends and family pricing event. From now till April 14th, save up to 20% on select cooling systems while inventory lasts. Summer is coming. Now's the time to save with Moore and Russell before the weather heats up. But don't wait, this deal ends April 14th.
Call Moore and Russell today and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Vancouver Convention Center to meet with the hottest franchises. Get valuable advice at free seminars and learn how you can open a successful business. This is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at BC's largest franchise show this weekend, Vancouver Convention Center. Get tickets at VancouverFranchiseShow.com.
Goodbyes are never easy. But when you're saying goodbye to winter, things change. It's time to kick off those winter tires and get ready for the open roads. Call your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer today to book a seasonal tire changeover. And if your tires could use an upgrade, enjoy our tire price match guarantee or our buy three tires and get the fourth free offer. Offers are exclusive and can't be combined. We built it. We know it.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and raise you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy.
Choose from a world of destinations. If you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Visit the Miss Dior Love Atelier pop-up at Metropolis at Metrotown. Discover the new Mini Miss Solid Perfume with Maxi Couture Statement. Enjoy made-to-measure souvenirs, bottle customizations, photo moments, and more. On April 2nd to 6th at Metropolis at Metrotown, outside Sephora.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Brought to you by RE/MAX. When one of life's big decisions leads to another, RE/MAX agents can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need. Well, it's been a pretty good morning so far, and it continues. We've got volume, of course, westbound over the Portman Bridge, northbound over the Alex Fraser. Counterflow in at the tunnel, things moving well there, and no stalls or accidents to tell you about right now. Looking to sell your vehicle? Use BCAA Auto Marketplace, BC's newest way to buy and sell used vehicles. Visit bcaa.com/marketplace today. We've got clouds to start the day, chance of showers, but sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
CinemaCon 2025 happening in Vegas right now, and a major announcement last night on stage with four actors. It all involves the Beatles. We'll have details in What's Trending.
After music from Katy Perry on Move 103.5.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just
today's Best Variety Move 103.5. The life of the Beatles coming to the big screen in not one, but four movies.
What's trending?
Director Sam Mendes has been teasing for quite a while now about this project of his about the Beatles and who would be cast as the Fab Four. And it was unveiled last night at CinemaCon in Vegas.
Come together.
Director Mendes surprised fans by bringing the stars onto the stage last night, so confirming that indeed Paul Mescal will be playing Paul McCartney. Harris Dickinson will portray John Legend. Harris Dickinson most recently in Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman.
I was going to say, he's the one of the four actors that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things. He's going to be playing George Harrison.
He's also the Human Torch in another Fab Four movie, The Fantastic Four, which comes out later this summer.
I don't know one of these names yet.
Paul Mescal from The Gladiator.
Gladiator 2.
The new one.
You just saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the only time I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And then Barry Keoghan will play Ringo Starr. And the way this is going to happen is that it'll be four movies that are going to be shot, and each movie will have the one aspect that, like, the perspective of that main character, so that particular Beatle. And they will all be released April 2028. And they are saying this is kind of one of the first sort of real bingeable movie moments. The idea maybe is that people would go to the movie theater and try to, like, see all these movies in the same day.
Wow. I love the concept.
Yeah.
I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
I love the concept of each perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, this is starting to feel a little Kevin Costner Horizon and American Saga to me.
Mm.
The multi-part movie where they filmed a couple of them already. The first one bombed horrifically at the box office. They scrapped the theatrical opening for the second. He's midway through shooting at least the third. God knows what's going to happen to any of these movies.
Yeah.
I am genuinely curious, and I don't know the answer to this. So this isn't like a preconceived notion. I'm genuinely curious as to what the interest from younger people is in seeing multiple movies about the Beatles.
I agree.
But I think the cast, right? It's the cast is all, I mean, they're all at an age where the Beatles were when
they would have to be.
So,
yeah.
But they're all names that, you know, people, if you are Gen Z, you know all these names.
For sure.
That's of interest to you, right?
For
so
sure.
is that the draw, right? It's the leading actors?
But is it bingeable in a theater?
Listen,
or you'd more be into binging it if it was on a streamer?
So for me, like, if the thing that was going to get me in the theater was the idea of being in the D box where you can have, like, chocolate molten lava cake.
And the seat shakes.
Yeah. And that really has not been enough to keep me in a theater. So
right.
For me, no. But for some people, maybe.
What's trending? Move 1035. Girl, you're like a pearl on the bottom of the ocean.
me tell you. Girl, you're my little boo thing. So I don't give a hoot what you do, say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and it fit good. So I took the doors off the deep. Okay. I see a brother holding your seat. No beef, but I'm trying to get the noise you release. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Scorpio and Blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend, then you got the wrong song. But girl, what's good? What's with ya? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me? Go figure. To the back, to the front. You a tan, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back, to the front. You a tan, baby girl, but I'm the one. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know.
Paul Russell on Move 103.5, the home of the $1,000 Minutes, which we're going to play in just a couple of moments.
Caller 25 looking for you, 604-280-1035. We'll play right after the Spice Girls. This is Stop on Move.
Pam is an English teacher in Vancouver. Excited to be back to school after spring break, Pam?
Not good at spring break.
That's a very honest answer, Pam.
Who do you think is more excited to be back at school, you or your students?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's a gamble at this point.
Fair enough. Only a couple more months to go, Pam. Only a couple more months to go.
I think 13 days till the Easter break.
Yeah. Wow, you've got them all marked off. And then there's the May long weekend.
Yeah. There's that.
And there's probably some, like, What do you call them? Pro D days.
Yeah.
Although I have to go to work on those days.
But it's probably quieter.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what? You've got many things to look forward to, Pam, including maybe winning $1,000 in 1 minute from now. So 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions, all 10 right, $1,000. If not, $10 for each correct answer. If you don't know something, say pass. If there's time, I'll come back to it.
Good luck, Pam. Here we go. $1,000 minute starts now. At midnight, what tax was removed in B.C.?
Carbon tax.
How many John Wick movies has Keanu Reeves starred in?
Four.
True or false, the word bumfuzzle is in the dictionary.
Sorry, can you say that again?
The true or false, the word bumfuzzle is in the dictionary.
True.
Peking duck is the national dish of what country?
China.
What color is the Energizer Bunny?
Pink.
It's Randy Orton's birthday. He's a famous professional what?
Pass.
Granville Street in Vancouver is also part of what highway?
Pass.
According to stats, what was the most common cosmetic surgery performed last year?
Lips.
The Nuggets are the NBA team in what city?
Nuggets. Pass.
Was Belinda Carlisle a member of the Bengals or the Go-Go's?
Bengals.
Granville Street in Vancouver is also part of what highway?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, that came through so fast.
It was okay. You did so well. The first half, you were like, oh, this is looking so good.
You soared.
It soared. If it was only 5 out of 5, man, perfect, Pam. Then it fell off the rails a little bit. Randy Orton is a famous professional wrestler.
Wrestler, yeah.
Yes, that's...
He'll be wrestling Kevin Owens, the pride of Maryville, Quebec, in WrestleMania.
Thank you.
In just a couple of weeks.
There you go. Excellent information.
Yep. Third generation wrestler. What else do you want to know about Randy Orton?
You know, we're good for now, but we'll come back to you if you need more.
Let me know.
Granville Street is part of Highway 99.
Mm.
According to stats, the most common cosmetic surgery in 2024 was nose jobs.
Okay.
And the Nuggets, what I love, you're like, oh, Nuggets. Somebody tell me about the Nuggets. Nuggets are...
Yeah, I think a lot of people were just Googling Nuggets at that point.
Who knows what's going to come up with that Google search.
Denver Nuggets, and then Belinda Carlisle was a member of the Go-Go's, not the Bengals.
We're going to play one of her solo hits here in just a couple of moments. 5 out of 10, $50. A perfect first half.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. We have another play, the at-work edition of the $1,000 Minute, on the way at 9:35.
Coming up before 8 o'clock, we are going to give away another trip in Password to Paradise. That's coming up just after 8. But before 8, on the subject of travel, what routes have been most affected by Canadians changing their travel plans over the last month or so? That's on the way before 8 o'clock.
I am the best attorney in the country.
From New York to L.A., it's the Suits spinoff you can't get enough of.
Remember this guy?
Harvey, the only person I knew cockier than you.
Suits L.A., all new, Sunday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
I don't want to say I'm a big deal, but I am a superhero. I love helping people consolidate their debts, and that's what I did for the Smiths. I took their bills and zoom! Wa-bam! Pow! Zap! Turn them into one low monthly payment. No, this sounds not necessary, but it's part of the fun.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
When you're moving, Pods knows that flexibility matters. Instead of a moving truck, Pods delivers a portable storage container right to your driveway, so you can take your time loading and unloading. Between moves, you can store at a local Pods storage center. Get a quote today at pods.ca or by calling 888-939-PODS. Pods Moving and Storage, trusted with over 6 million moves.
A little heads up from Sleep Country. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the Time to Switch event at Sleep Country, get up to 15% off almost everything. But hurry up. This offer is valid for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Born in the heart of a plasma chamber, created diamonds fall softly like snowflakes from the heart of a star.
A star that shines like true love.
Natural diamonds are earthborn.
Created diamonds are starborn.
Callum, how much is our most spectacular 1-carat starborn?
Just $1,999.
It's good to be home.
This is for you.
Read it to me.
Spence, located in Vancouver and Langley.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars. We service cars. We build cars. We race cars. We tune cars. We are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore. It's all good at
Applewood. Let the good times roll at Park Casino, Vancouver's casino in the heart of downtown. Slots, table games, and Vancouver's first pro-line sportsbook lounge now open on level 3. Only at Park Casino. Must be 19 plus. If you gamble, use your game sense.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Every April, something magical happens. This isn't just golf. It's the Masters, April 10th to the 13th on TSN, presented by Mercedes-Benz and the all-new electric G-Class.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by CIBC Smart Everyday Banking. Easily track your spending with confidence. Get $450 when you make the switch. Visit CIBC.com/smart. One issue, and it's police activity in Burnaby. Highway 1 westbound after Gullardy. Right lane is affected. Save $3 on 1,750 milliliter bottles of Smirnoff No. 21, Canada's number one vodka, until April 1st. Please enjoy responsibly, 19 plus. Traffic is... weather is brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $17 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. We've got clouds with a chance of showers this morning. Sunny breaks this afternoon. Similar to yesterday, it's going to be nice. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is the place on earth. They say.
Linda Carlisle on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Good to have you here. 7:48. Is today Liberation Day for the U.S. or is that tomorrow? I'm losing track. Okay.
Who knows?
Losing track of when Liberation Day is coming.
Yeah.
So certainly one of the big things, probably the biggest thing that Canadians have done since this trade skirmish began several weeks or a couple of months ago, is to make changes to their travel plans. And we have seen this kind of borne out in a few different areas. And there's a new report out from a company called Visual Approach Analytics that looks at and monitors different airline routes to see how the traffic has changed, the number of passengers on these routes. We've all heard the stats about how the number of Canadians traveling, certainly flying into the U.S., is down dramatically. But what routes have been hit the hardest in this? This is what this report looks at. Probably shouldn't be a huge surprise as to what area has been affected the most. That state would be
Florida,
which is hugely, maybe not so much for us out here on the West Coast, but for where the bulk of the Canadian population lives, Florida is a hugely popular wintertime, warm weather destination. Retirees go there all the time. 20% down in Fort Lauderdale, 12% down in Orlando, Fort Myers, which is a huge retirement community. That's down 30%. Palm Beach down 43%. Look back to the start of the year.
I've seen a couple of headlines just over the weekend talking about Canadians selling their homes in Florida. There's like the political climate, one of them, but the dollar also, you know, that. And then Florida, I think the Florida news thing just eventually gets to people.
Maybe. Like a neighbor of my brother's back in Ontario, she's a retiree. She goes down to Florida every single year. She didn't go this year.
Mm-hmm.
She had been going for shorter periods of time. Now, certainly the dollar is a huge factor in this as well. It just becomes more expensive to travel. So interesting that Orlando experienced the lowest of any of those dips, because that's where Disney is. And I think that is one of those trips that if you have it as a family on the docket to go, that's a tough trip to cancel.
For sure. And I get that. But I also think that fans of Disney, it would be really hard. Like, if you're, because people that are true, like, huge Disney fans are insane for Disney.
Yes.
So I think it would take a lot for them to, even if they have nothing booked right now, I think it would take a lot for them to not say, I'm going to boycott Disney until this is sorted out, because they love to go to Disney. Mm. Like, people that go to Disney, they'll go numerous times. They're almost addicted to it. And I could see that that would be a vacation that, whether it be Disney World or Disneyland, that they're still going.
LAX, which is obviously a common destination for us, people from BC going down to Disneyland, that's been off about 10-12% LAX. What's also interesting is the routes that seem to be affected the least are more business-related destinations, which would indicate that maybe Canadian business people, if they've had to travel to the U.S., that has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
A city like San Francisco is basically flat. There's been zero dips in trips to Boston, of all places. So more corporate destinations seem to have survived, but the touristy ones, certainly in the first few months of the year, have taken a huge hit.
I think it would be hard right now, or I feel, at least within my circle, I would, you know, like, unless if you were... You have a business trip planned and you have to do business, of course.
Yep.
But if you've had a vacation that you can't get money back on, of course, or you promised your kids Disney and, you know, they're 4 and 6, and that's just really hard to explain.
You've been planning it for months and months and months.
Sure. Yeah. But just thinking ahead to what my future plans would be right now, like, literally leapfrogging over the states to go to Mexico. Like, and it'd be hard for me to tell somebody to say that I'm going to go to blah, 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 just because I want to right now. I would just feel kind of weird about it.
It'll be interesting as more summer plans kind of get locked down, and then even travel into the end of the year or the beginning of next year, just in terms of how all of this goes over the next little while. Oh, we've only seen what the cancellations and last minute changes have been. Like, who knows how this is going to all shake out over a longer period of time. We are going to get you to a place that has nothing to do with the United States whatsoever. The beautiful island nation of the Bahamas and Password to Paradise. We have another all-inclusive a vacation to give away just after 8 o'clock. Be listening for the passwords, a new one coming up right after the news at 8 on Move. Oh.
Just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Tomorrow, when it's over, and we're sober, I just wanna believe that you'll miss me, but I shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Now we're day drunk, in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. Drink in the West End, smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Like we're just friends.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for CIBC Smart Everyday Banking. Easily track your spending with confidence. Get $450 when you make the switch. Visit cibc.com/smart. All right, we do have one issue this morning now. It looks like there are still police at the scene of a situation. No other details. Highway 1 westbound after Gullardy in the right lane in Burnaby. So that's Highway 1 westbound after Gullardy. And there's a stall in Surrey Highway 17 westbound at Bridgeview left lane and another crash in Burnaby, Kingsway westbound at Boundary. It's Canadian Tire's big spring sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and MotoMaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. We've got clouds and a chance of showers this morning, but then a chance of sunny breaks this afternoon. We'll see some sun. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
The BC government has approved the bill to terminate the long-standing consumer carbon tax in our province. Gas prices all over the place this morning. The NDP government fast-tracked legislation to kill off the tax yesterday, just in time to coincide with today's demise of the federal version of the tax. Gas prices are expected to fall by 17 cents a liter as the impact of the tax repeal sets in. But for now, they're everywhere. Today's prices range from $1.77 to $1.96 a liter. Tomorrow is what U.S. President Donald Trump is calling Liberation Day, the day of tariff implementation. And again, we're not exactly sure what's going to happen there. There is some talk that it'll be a 20% tariff on everything across the board. White House aide Peter Navarro said he expects Trump's tariffs on imported goods will bring in $6 trillion in revenue to America. But most economists disagree. They say the tariffs actually are going to be paid for by the average American consumer and American businesses in the form of higher prices. Now, in Canada, Canada's literary institutions are banding together so books might be spared. Booksellers, libraries, and publishers are all advocating for books to be left off the Canadian government's list of American-made items that may be subject to counter tariffs. The executive director of the Association of Canada's Publishers says most books sold in this country are imported, so tariffs would have a big effect on an industry where margins are already paper thin. And men worldwide just got a new excuse for not listening. A study finds the truth is men just don't hear as well as women do. The average woman has a 2 decibel advantage and up to 6 decibels with some frequencies.
Oh, sorry.
CHQM Vancouver.
Move 1035.
An iHeart radio station.
Password to paradise.
Move 1035's Password to Paradise.
Your chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
Whoopsie.
What, you weren't listening?
Must have zoned out.
Don't give them an excuse,
I apologize.
Aaron. Don't give them an excuse.
Sounds like